Lord God, we thank you that your love is the best love we could ever, ever know. And we pray now, as we look at a little bit of the Bible together, you would show us more of what you are like and why your love is so good. Amen. Do sit down. And the question we're asking today is, what is God like? That's the big question I've got on my high-tech visual aid there. What is God like? Any ideas when you think about what God is like? Any ideas of what you think he's like? What's that? What's going on? What do you think that is? Anyone help me? What do you think that is? Can anyone hear? Is it just me? Am I going a little bit mad here? What's going on? What do you think you can hear? Does anyone think they can hear anything? Should go very quiet. Let's see if we can. Come on, it's not just me, is it? It's just me? Can anyone else? Hands up if you can hear something. Phew. Right. What do you think it is? What do you think it is? Something bouncing? Something bouncing? Any ideas? It's something. What do you think it might be?
Footsteps.
Footsteps could be footsteps, isn't it? Do you think there's somebody out there? Is somebody out there? Well, I wonder what that somebody out there is like. Any ideas what that somebody out there is like? Let's listen carefully. Let's listen carefully and see if we can pick up any clues. Okay, listen carefully. Now, what do we think that person out there is called? Any ideas what we think they might be called?
Cecil.
Cecil? Okay, well, let's try Cecil. Yes? I hope you're listening carefully. How old do you think the person out there might be? Listen carefully. Who's got an idea? Anyone's going to shout out an age? What should we go for?
16.
16. Let's try 16. Okay, now we want to find out what that person out there is like. So what do we think their favourite colour is? Who would like to guess a colour? What colour would you say?
Blue.
You're guessing blue? I think that's a good guess, actually, judging by the sound of those footsteps. Blue. What do you think their favourite food might be? Come on, really think. Really listen to those footsteps.
Pies.
Pies we're going for here. Pies. And now you have to really concentrate for this. Listen to those footsteps. What do you think their favourite hobbies might be? Who's got an idea? We've had someone a bit further back. Austin, what do you think their favourite hobbies might be?
Flying remote controlled helicopters.
Flying remote controlled helicopters. Okay. Oh dear. If I just put helicopters, we'll know what we mean. Okay, so there's somebody out there. We think that he's Cecil, and he's age 16. His favourite colour is blue. His favourite food is pies. And his hobby is flying helicopters, remote-controlled helicopters, in fact. What do we think? Do you think that's what the person out there will be like? What do you reckon? Anyone, any thoughts? Some people are nodding. I mean, what do you think? Unlikely. But we had a good go. Well done, us. We had a good go. Now, times... Wait, am I back on this one? Don't know. Yeah. Well, there are times when we hear God's footsteps. And we catch little clues that God is out there. It might be the birth of a child. And you hold them in your hands for the very first time. And they feel like a miracle. Yesterday, we saw the most beautiful dragonfly we'd ever seen. It's like its body was made of shiny beads of brown and green, and its wings were made of lace. And maybe you look at nature, and sometimes you feel it's so beautiful. You just want to thank whoever it is who made it. Or skin. Have you ever thought how extraordinary skin is? What an invention. Skin fixes itself. And when you sweat, it lets the water out. And when you swim, it doesn't let the water in. It's amazing. Or perhaps you've read a science book that the sun is the perfect distance away from the earth. Any further away and we'd freeze. Any closer and we'd fry. And you think, wow, it's like footsteps outside the room. It's like there's somebody there, somebody behind it all. Or it might be you've been watching the news on the telly about what's been happening in Zimbabwe and how cruel the president is being to his people. And you think, what is happening there is wrong. And you catch yourself thinking, where did that sense of right and wrong come from? Or it might be that someone we love has died. And you realize they're not just another naked ape. They're precious. Or for some people, it's the very fact that we think that is a clue. Because if there is no God, then thinking is just the chemical reactions in the brain. There's no control over what we think. It's just impulse and instinct. So the very fact that we think thinking is important, it's like footsteps outside the room. There's a clue that there's someone out there. But the question is, what is he like? What is he like? Back onto this one. Let's go back to our original question. What is God like? We had a go at describing the footsteps out there. Who would like to have a go at using some words that describe what we think God might be like? Who's got an idea?
Awesome.
Awesome. Like awesome. Or in the more traditional sense, awesome. Another word to describe. Who's got an idea of a word? Can you shout it out? Okay, can you whisper it very quietly then? Who's got another word they can shout out? Special, yeah. Who's got some other ideas? It is an all-age thing. You don't have to be under 7 to shout out. Have you got an idea what you think God might be like? So say that again.
Kind.
Kind. Go on, you've got one of you. What's your word? Shout it out.
Big.
Big. That makes sense, doesn't it? If he made the whole world. At the back there, shout out. What do you think God might be like? Loving. So we've got some words here of what we think God might be like. But here's the question. Do we think that list is right? How do we know? Is that what God is really like? Or are we just guessing? Do you remember our list of words about Cecil? Well, did we think that really is what the man outside is like? We weren't sure, were we? We were just guessing. And here we are. Well, we've got some ideas of what we think God is like, but are we right? Now, what would help us if it went back to this person here? What would help us to find out what the person making the footsteps is really like? What would help us? Who's got an idea as to how we could get to the bottom of whether he really is called Cecil? Who's got an idea? Well, Doreen, brilliant idea. Ask him in. So shall we do that? So whoever you are making that noise out there, we want to find out what you're like. Can you come in, please? Just for a moment, I thought we were all going to be atheists. Come right on in. Come to the front. Now, were you the man out there making all that noise?
I was. Sorry about that.
Yes. Well, what we want to find out is, what is your name? We thought you were Cecil. What?
Close. Mike.
Oh, okay. Not Cecil, then. More Mike than Cecil. We guessed you were 16. Was that close?
No. I'm
27. 27?
27.
Doesn't look 27, doesn't he? We thought your favourite colour would be blue. Is that right?
That is right, yeah.
That is right. Brilliant. We got that. Yay! Great. We thought your favourite food would be pies. Is that right?
That's not right, no.
Oh, what is your favourite food?
Ice cream.
We should have thought of that, shouldn't we? Ice cream. Okay, now we thought your hobby... We were quite clear on this. We thought your hobby was flying remote-controlled helicopters.
Who guessed that?
Well, we can't tell you. It was a joint effort. Was that good?
Afraid not, no. I quite like stomping.
Stomping.
And also I like basketball as well.
Basketball.
Yeah.
And we just wondered whether you could tell us, well, I'm wondering here, any kind of funny moment you've had in your life?
Well, I have actually.
Oh, I should be doing this.
The whole point of the radio mic.
So about 4 years ago, I feel pretty daft for doing this, I fell down the stairs and managed to break one of my big toes. It sounds quite painful, it was. I feel a bit stupid for doing it, but then the following weekend, I did exactly the same thing except for I was running up the stairs, got to the top, stubbed my toe, my other toe, broke that one and fell back down the stairs again.
Okay.
It was pretty foolish.
So what I'm asking, folks, is do you think we ever would have guessed about Mike's big toe from the stomping? Not in a million years. Not in a million years. Thank you very much. Do you see what happened? Mike was stomping around outside. We knew there was somebody out there, but we didn't know what he was like until he came in. And then he told us all about himself. He told us the truth. And now if you sit down next to him over tea, you can find out more about him. And Jesus' followers once asked him what God was like. Listen to the answer he gave them. It'll come up on the screen. John chapter 14, verses 8 to 9. I've absolutely no idea what microphone I'm on. This one now, aren't I? Yeah. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you see what Jesus is saying? They're saying, Jesus, have you got any ideas about what God is like? And Jesus says, do you want to know what God is like? Look at me. Look at me. He says, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. It's a shocking answer. Because all other religious teachers say, listen, I can hear footsteps. I'm going to have a guess at what I think God is like. But how do we know what they say is true? They could just be guessing. They could be calling him Cecil. And Jesus says a very shocking thing, because Jesus says he's not like other religious teachers, guessing about what he thinks God is like. Jesus says he is God. He's the God who is out there, the God who is making the footsteps. And what he's done, the God who made the world, the God who made us, he's stepped into the room. He's stepped into our world. And he says, do you want to know what God is like? Here I am. Look at me. So people often ask me, they often say, have you ever seen God? To which the answer is, well, if I'd been there at the time, I could have seen him. If I'd been one of the disciples and I was looking at Jesus, I would have been looking in the face of God. So, what is God like? Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus and what do we see? Well, think of some of the things we see. There was one time, Jesus was in a boat and a storm blows up and his friends who were fishermen thought they were going to drown. And Jesus stands up and with a word, calms the storm. What does that show us about what God is like? Another time, Jesus healed a man who couldn't walk. What does that show us about what God is like? Shows us that he has power to put our broken world back together again. And we sometimes think, oh God, he's out to spoil things. No, he's out to mend things. Or look at Jesus and you see him being friends with everyone, the very rich and the very poor, with men and women. He had time for the elderly and time for the little children. He sat on his knee. So look at Jesus and what is God like? See, we think God is sometimes just into certain types of people. No, look at Jesus and you see God loves everyone. Or perhaps we think that God is sort of far away out there, somewhere beyond the stars. And we think, well, what does God care about me? What does God know about my little life? Well, look at Jesus. He's not a far away sort of a God. He's stepped into our world. He's come close. Jesus was hungry. Jesus was tired. Jesus cried. There were people who laughed at Jesus. There were people who misunderstood Jesus. In the end, they killed Jesus. So we think, oh, God doesn't know. He doesn't know what we're going through. Look at Jesus. God knows exactly what we're going through. And most of all, we think, well, does God love me? Look at Jesus. Look at him on the cross. And there you see how much God loves you. He's prepared to die for you. That's how much he loves you. So to close, what do you think God is like? A lot of people I talk to, they say that they haven't really got time for God. He's not relevant. He's not interesting. But which idea of God are you working with? Have you just been guessing? Kind of Cecil God? Or have you been looking at Jesus? Maybe you're not sure if there is a God. You're not sure if there's any evidence for him. There's been a string of sort of anti-God books produced recently. And the striking thing is that all of them are listening for footsteps, and none of them tackle the evidence God actually gives about himself. See, God says, if you want to find me, don't look up at the stars, look at Jesus. And you might think it's crazy. It's crazy that Jesus claimed to be God. You might think that's so unlikely. But if you're going to get to the bottom of whether there is a God or not and what he's like, that's the claim you need to look into. Every other religious teacher says, I hear footsteps. Let me tell you what I think God is like. They're guessing. And here is Jesus saying, you want to know what God is like? I'm God. I'm the God who made the world. And I'm right here. I've stepped into the room. That's the claim you need to check out. Perhaps this afternoon you're a Christian. And you want to know God better, but you feel your relationship with him has gone a little cool. He feels a little distant. And the Christian life feels like rules you keep, or it feels like going along to church, and it's all got a bit tired. You're not quite sure where to start to get going again. Remember, how has God shown us what he's like? In Jesus. You want to know God better today? There's only one place to go, to Jesus. Pick up a gospel. Look at him again. And that's why we want to keep Jesus at the center of our life together as a church. Drift from Jesus, and our relationship with God will grow very distant. Focus on him, and our relationship with God will stay real. Let's pray. As we sit, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you've not left us guessing about what you're like, but that in Jesus you've stepped into our world and shown us. Amen. Amen. How are we doing for time? What we do week by week at Emmanuel is just after the talk, we take 2 or 3 minutes to reflect on what we've been hearing. So a couple of questions are going to appear on the screen. Take a couple of minutes to think those through, perhaps yourself or with the person next to you, if they look friendly, look like the sort of person you can speak to. 2 or 3 minutes to ponder these things. And while you're doing that, brew up a question that you might like to ask me at the end. There'll be a chance for questions in about 2 or 3 minutes' time. Okay? Okay, let's pause there. And has anyone got a question they would like to ask? Has anyone got a question they would like to ask or something they'd like to say? Something that perhaps I said that wasn't very clear or that was puzzling? If you've got a question, Jonathan will run to you with a microphone so you can say it loud and clear. Anyone got a question?
Mike, hello. You talked about hearing footsteps. What happens if you don't hear any footsteps?
Thank you, Nick. Does everyone hear the question? What happens if you don't hear any footsteps? The Bible says that we're made by God, so all of us does have a sense of there being a God. And what we sometimes do is we're like, do you know the princess and the pea? Do you know the story of the princess and the pea? The princess, to try and stop being disturbed by the pea that she's sleeping on, puts down mattress upon mattress upon mattress upon mattress to try and stop herself from feeling the pea. And what we do is we put layers and layers of mattresses. We try and think of all these reasons for saying there isn't a God. But actually, the very way we are as human beings, the very fact we are sad when people we love die, the very fact that we think there is such a thing as right and wrong, shows that we know there's a God out there, but we're just very good at putting in mattresses. So one of the things to do is remove the mattresses slowly over time. I'll get someone to help you to do that. Thank you. Good question, though. Who's got another question or a thing you'd like to say, a comment you'd like to make? Time for one more question or two more questions. Who's got a question at the back there? Brilliant.
If God is the Holy Spirit, how can he be a man too?
That is a fantastic question. Did you get that? If God is the Holy Spirit, how can he be a man too? The short answer, you might be thinking, well, this is really strange, because when Christians talk about God, they talk about God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. What's going on there? And the short answer is, does that mean there are three gods? No, there's one God, but they are three persons and they all love each other. And the short answer for this afternoon is that means that the God who made the universe isn't just a force like electricity. Electricity can't love you, and you can't love electricity. The God of the Bible isn't a force. He's personal, like a person, because he's into relationships. So the whole idea of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit sounds pretty strange, but the good news is it means the God of the Bible is one we can have a relationship with. And we never would have known that if we had just been left to us guessing about what he's like. We would have called him Cecil. We wouldn't have known. Fantastic question. Thank you. Let's sing again, shall we? Let's stand to sing.